O my God, I believe, I adore, I hope and I love thee, and I beg pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope and do not love thee. Welcome to Alive, this is Claire here and thank you very much for joining me once again. Now, over the last couple of weeks, 2 months probably, we've been concentrating on the rosary, and I'll get back to that in a week or two, but I just want to spend the next 2 weeks going over a gorgeous little booklet which I've come across over the years, and I just found it again in my bookshelf, and it really is worth promoting. Now, it's a free booklet from the Mary Foundation, and it's called 7 Daily Habits for Faithful Catholics by Father John McCloskey. And it really is, it's a realistic approach to changing your life. And so it's about, he starts off by saying, have you ever wondered why you have not yet become a saint? If you're like most people, the answer is simply, you need to spend more time with Jesus. Now, you're reading this because you are interested in taking your relationship with Christ more seriously from this point forward. You already know that Jesus is the one way to holiness. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And the secret to holiness is constant prayer, which could be defined as continual contact with the Holy Trinity. Pray always and do not lose heart. Luke 18:1. So the only true happiness, what is that? There are various ways to come to know Jesus. We are going to speak briefly about some of them in this little booklet, and you want to come to know, love and serve Jesus, the same to love and stay in love with anybody, whether it's your spouse, family members and close friends, namely by spending a considerable amount of time with him on a daily basis. Now the payoff, if you will, is true contentment in this life and eternal happiness with God in the next. There are no easy substitutes. Sanctification is a work of a lifetime, and it requires our determined effort to cooperate with God's sanctifying grace through the sacraments. So, what are the 7 habits? The 7 daily habits are the morning offering, spiritual reading, the rosary, Holy Communion, mental prayer, the Angelus, and an examination of conscience. These are essential means for achieving holiness. If you're a person who wants to bring Christ to others through your friendships, these are the instruments by which you store up the spiritual energy that will enable you to do so. Attempting to evangelize others without having the sacraments and a solid interior life will be ineffective in the long run. You can be sure that all of the saints incorporated in one way or another all of these habits into their daily routine. And your goal is to be like them, that is, a prayerful, contemplative in the midst of the world. So it's more important than meals, sleep or work. And Father John says, I want to stress a few points before going over the habits themselves. First, remember that in growing these daily habits, just like taking on a diet or a physical exercise program, it's a gradual work in progress. Do not expect to insert all 7 or even 2 of 3 of these into your daily schedule immediately. You would not attempt a marathon without training beforehand or try to play Mozart after your 3rd piano. Haste will invite failure, and God wants you to succeed at both your pace, at your pace and his. You should work closely with your spiritual advisor. For more on finding a spiritual advisor, you need to talk to your local priest and see if he can recommend someone, or he might do it himself. Gradually incorporate the habits into your life over a period of time in a way that fits your particular situation. For example, you may not be able to adjust your schedule right away to be able to attend Mass every day due to geographical or professional limitations. Next, with the help of the Holy Spirit and your favourite saints, you must make a firm commitment to make the seven habits the priority of your life, more important than meals, sleep, work and recreation. Father John continues, I want to make it clear that these habits cannot be accomplished without effort and planning. They must be incorporated into your daily life when you are alert, as a regular part of your schedule and in places that are without distraction. Lastly, you are not losing time out of your busy day, but rather, in reality, you will gain time. I have never met a person who lived the seven habits on a daily basis who became a less productive worker, a worse spouse, who had less time for his friends or could no longer grow in his culture life. Quite the contrary, God always rewards those who put him first. Our Lord will multiply your time as he did with those few loaves and fishes that fed the multitude. You can be sure supremely productive married saints such as Saint Gianna Mola and Saint Thomas More prayed much more than the time you will require for the seven daily habits. And that is so true. Interestingly, he should mention Saint Gianna Mola. If you are interested, Saint Gianna was a doctor and she lived in Italy, and in 1962 she was pregnant with her fourth child and she was faced with a very, very difficult decision. The doctors had found a tumour in her womb and she had three choices. She could either have an abortion, have a hysterectomy, or have the tumour removed. Now, the only one, of course, that gave life to her baby was to have the tumour removed, but it was the most dangerous for her. At the time of her delivery, she told the doctors, whatever you do, save the baby. So she delivered the baby. Unfortunately, a week later, she died. Anyway, that baby was also a little girl called Gianna, and she is coming to Auckland and will be one of the keynote speakers at our conference, Family Life International, in the first weekend of October this year. And also Cardinal Burke is coming. In fact, we have a lineup of the most fantastic pro-life speakers from around the world. And that will be held at Epsom Girls Grammar the first weekend of October. So make sure you mark it in your calendar. Okay, now let's just have a look what the first habit is for faithful Catholics. Okay, now Father John mentioned the morning offering. So what is the morning offering? The first habit is the morning offering. This is when you offer your day ahead for God's glory using your own words or a memorized prayer. But what has to happen before your offering is crucial. So as Saint Jose Maria Escriva put it, conquer yourself each day from the very first moment, getting up on the dot at a set time without granting a single minute to laziness. If with the help of God you conquer yourself at that moment, you will accomplish a great deal for the rest of the day. It's so discouraging to find yourself beaten in the first skirmish. Father John commented, in my pastoral experience, those who get a full night's sleep and conquer the heroic minute in the morning, the very first moment when they wake up, will have both physical and spiritual wear for all throughout the day to incorporate the seven habits into their daily routine. So that's it. The moment you wake up, don't succumb to laziness. Get up that very, very minute. Okay, what's the second habit? The second habit is 15 minutes of silent prayer. So this second habit is to pray for at least 15 minutes in silence. Eventually, you may wish to augment this with an additional 15 minutes, perhaps at another time during the day. After all, who will not desire even more time with such excellent company? Jesus. Prayer is simply a conversation with Jesus, ideally before the Blessed Sacrament in the tabernacle. This is your face time or quality time with our Lord, when you can open up about whatever is on your mind and in your heart. At the same time, you'll be able to acquire the habit of listening carefully and prayerfully to discover what Jesus is asking of you and what he wants to give you. Your soul is not unlike an answering machine. Jesus can leave you with profound messages if you do not hear him directly during your prayer time. It is through silent prayer that we come to understand his saying, "Without me, you can do nothing." Now, this is something that I've always loved to do. I will go up to a church which is empty of people, but of course it's not empty because Jesus is present in the tabernacle, and they're in total silence. Sometimes I will cover my eyes and even try and block out all of the noise coming into my ears, and I will just say, you know, Jesus, particularly if I've got a problem, you know, what do you want me to do? And I would just stay motionless and as quiet as I can. And within a minute or two, I have a word for the day or a phrase. And whenever I have a problem, I've always found no one knows you better than Jesus, so no one has a better solution to your problem than Jesus. So it's a wonderful thing to do. Okay, what is the third habit for faithful Catholics? The third habit is receiving Holy Communion. Now, the third daily habit is participating in Holy Mass and receiving Holy Communion in a state of grace. Now, that is being free from serious sin and having gone to confession. This is the most important of the seven habits, actually, as Jesus taught, "I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." John 6:22-65. The Holy Eucharist has to be at the very centre of our interior life and consequently of our day. This is the most intimate act possible for a human being. For a more in-depth treatment of this crucial subject, I recommend two free talks from the Mary Foundation, Seven Secrets of the Eucharist and The Mass Explained. So I'm sure you can go online. Those booklets are free. If you want to make a small donation, I'm grateful. All right, so to receive your free copies, refer to catholiccity.com. All right, so what's the fourth habit? Is 15 minutes of spiritual reading. So this is normally should consist of a few minutes of systematic reading of the New Testament and to identify ourselves with the words and the actions of our Saviour, followed by time spent on a classic book on Catholic spirituality, any one of the saints, as Saint Jose advised, don't neglect your spiritual reading. Reading has made many saints. And, of course, there's that lovely story of St. Ignatius of Loyola when he had been a soldier and he was injured and he had to rest up. And he wasn't a particularly good Catholic. But he, while he was convalescing, he read lots and lots of books about the lives of the saints. And they really, really inspired him to such an extent that he went off and eventually formed the Jesuits. And, of course, Pope Francis is a Jesuit. So spiritual reading, particularly about the saints, very, very inspiring, and we should be doing it. So in a way, spiritual reading is the most practical daily habit. Over the years, you will review the life of Christ many times over while acquiring the wisdom of the Church through dozens of books. Only by enlightening your intellect can we apply spiritual truths to our actions. As St. Jose Maria explained, for the modern apostle, an hour of study is equal to an hour of prayer. As for which books to read, Father John recommended reading from all the different saints that we know, and also he had a list on, again, the CatholicCity.com website. So check it out. So that's CatholicCity.com website. There's a list of fantastic books which will help in your spiritual growth. All right, we've just gone past 3 o'clock. It's Divine Mercy time. So this is just a very shortened version of the beautiful Divine Mercy prayer which our Lord gave to Saint Faustina. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of a sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Now, if you are pregnant and worried and you don't know where to turn, there's a fantastic organisation in Auckland based in Mount Roskill South called Family Life International. You can go online and get their contact details, but if you are worried and you don't know what to do, it's an unplanned pregnancy, there are people there who are only too willing to help. That's with advice, with counselling, with practical help, all sorts of things. I'm very, very privileged to be part of that organisation, and quite often if you ring the 24-hour phone number, you might actually get me on the end of the line. So, again, if you're pregnant and worried, Family Life International in Auckland. As I mentioned earlier, they're having a fantastic pro-life conference in the first weekend of October this year. So please mark it on your calendar. It will be extraordinary. Now, every 2 years they do have a conference, but I go every 2 years. Fantastic. But I think this particular conference this year is going to be exceptional. So there will be people there that you're never, ever going to have an opportunity to listen to again. All together, so worth attending. So tell your friends about it. As I said, mark it on the calendar. Okay, we're going to go back and have a look at another habit of faithful Catholics. So, number five. It is pray the Angelus. So the fifth daily habit takes only a few minutes. It consists of pausing in the midst of our daily activities at noontime to pray the Angelus to our Blessed Mother. Now, this Catholic custom goes back many, many centuries, and if you're not familiar with this prayer, you can find it online at catholiccity.com. It's a wonderful way to address our Blessed Mother every day, just as any good child always remembers his mother, while meditating on the incarnation and the resurrection of our Lord. And of course, we should all be close to Mary, because when, firstly, she is Jesus' mother, and without her, yes, we would have no Lord and Saviour. And of course, Jesus, like being a good Jewish son, loves his mother and wants us to love her too. Now, Jesus is King of Heaven and Our Lady is Queen of Heaven, because, of course, that's the Jewish way. The King of Israel, his wife was not the Queen, it was his mother. And so Our Lady is Queen of Heaven. And also, one of the last things our Lord said as he was dying on the cross, he said to his favourite apostle, John, "This is your mother," and he said to his mother, "This is your son." So Jesus gave his mother to the whole world. So we should keep close to her. And I have, in my experience, and others too, that priests particularly who keep close to Our Lady are the most fantastic priests you could ever come across. A great devotion to Our Lady and to the Rosary is a characteristic of holiness, as far as I can see. Okay, we're going to finish the program with the priests.